Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor. Are pilot Pete and Kelly paying to get security footage of them kissing to share on Instagram? 100p. Plus, will Kay and Fat Carrie get to see their favorite cringe moments relived on the new Bachelor placeholder show? We'll just have to wait and see. All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we are here again for Bachelor Quarantine. This is going to be our life from now on, since we just found out that we will not be going back into the office at, like, soonest Labor Day. I'm literally, like, sitting in my bed under a cover, just like...
Oh, me too. I literally melting. Have, like... a Pottery Barn blanket that I stole from a friend in high school because I'm still at my parents.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay there the whole time?
I think I'm going to... I have to go back to the city in the next couple weeks to, like, get tax documents because I left all my tax stuff when I left the city in March because I was like, there's no way I'm not going to be back in time to get my taxes done. Right. And that's when I thought the tax deadline was April 15th.
LOL.
So I have to, like, go get that stuff. So I think I'm going to go at some point and get that, and then I'll be back.
And so you're going to go back to your parents' house, or are you going to stay in the city?
No, I think I'm going to go to the city for, like, a week and then come back to my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just, like, take a break for a
second. Because I'm, like, I was complaining to a friend. I'm, like, I just miss, like, the city, but also... She was like,
what city?
Exactly. She was like, this city isn't there. So
yeah, my friend who's in we were in LA like right like at the very beginning of all of this. I mean, right when shit started shutting down. Like, I did a whole story of, like, me putting on gloves and sanitizing the plane and all this and that, and then all of a sudden, like, everything was like, okay, we're done. This was back like early March. And my friend and I flew back to New York, and she flew straight to see her boyfriend in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And she's been in Kalamazoo this whole time.
Oh, my God.
I know. And she was like, I just missed the city. And I was like, girl, I haven't seen more than like a 20 block radius. And 20 blocks is because I, for the first time, went for an actual walk this past weekend. For the first time.
Oh my God, Kay. Yeah. See, at the beginning, I was like going for walks all the time. Mm. I was like trying to work out, and which I'm like, don't even do on the regular. But I was like, this, I'm going to come out of this quarantine looking amazing. And now I'm just like eating goldfish and watching.
Yeah. Like, I was not working out at the beginning of this. And, I still do not play. I mean, maybe I'll start to work out later, but it's been too scary for me, like literally paralyzing. So I haven't been going out at all. And I said to her, I was like, you're really not. I mean, like, I haven't been on the subway. I haven't been anywhere. If I can't walk to it, I'm not going. Yeah. So you're not, I mean, stay out of the city. It doesn't matter.
Are you going to stay for the whole?
No, I'm thinking that. At some point, I'm thinking probably mid-July. I want to give it obviously like longer. I'll rent a car, sanitize that shit, and drive down to Cincinnati and go see my family for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I want to do something, like go somewhere and like not be in the city because I can't look at this apartment for any longer. Like, let me quarantine somewhere else that's like, whether it be Florida or LA or something, go out there, get an Airbnb, stay by myself for a month, because I can't, if I see my room for one more second,
No, totally. That's also what I was, I'm like, I want to just like get an Airbnb on like the ocean or something.
I'll pay whatever at this point. I don't care. I just need to get out of here.
And it's like, we can work from anywhere. So.
Right. I mean, yeah, the one thing about going to LA though, is the time difference, and that is that would suck really bad because then we'd have to get up, you know, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.
Oh yeah, nightmare.
Nightmares. But
that's my friend. My best friend lives in Scotland, and she was like, "If you want to come, stay here for a few weeks and like work from home." And I'm like, "The time difference would kill me."
I don't even know how you, in Scotland, what's it like?
5 hours.
5 hour ahead. Difference. So you'd be 5 hours ahead. So you'd be working late into the night.
It would be, yeah. But I think one of our coworkers is like working from London for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Jess is going to work from London because her boyfriend is out there. That's, yeah, she's going to be working. She'll have her mornings off, but she'll be working until 10 p.m. at the earliest.
Well, I think they're like letting her work different hours as long as everything works out. But I'm sure there'll still be meetings and stuff, you know, that you have that to be at. So
bizarro.
That's bizarre. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I have it in me to.
No.
Like be working at 10 p.m. in my apartment.
I just don't know if I have like the mental stability to be working at 10 p.m.
Exactly. And also like in a different country, I'm like, that's going to be the last thing I feel like doing.
Oh yeah. You're going to want to like, well, it's not that. You
Although everything's like, like maybe I will. Who cares? Even leave anyway.
Oh man, I didn't even think about. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't. It's not like you're gonna go like bar hopping in Scotland.
Oy. No. But anyway.
Okay, so this week, since we are sort of in between Bachelor shows, Chris and I have decided to do our top 10 like favorite Bachelor moments that we both have. Mine are very much like Caitlin or Ben Higgins season to now, just because I didn't watch the earlier seasons, but I'm gonna start because why not?
Yes.
Oh, I guess why should I start? Because we're gonna do the Bachelor Most Unforgettable.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's gonna play it anyways.
You're gonna get a nice everything you need in 2 hours anyway. So
I know. I'm very ready for that. But so I think we're gonna do our top 10 favorite moments, and we'll go through and talk about some like fun moments in Bachelor, fun and crazy and shit that doesn't make sense in Bachelor history.
Yes. I did not watch like from the beginning by any means, but I have watched scattered seasons since it's began. So I have an array, I think.
An array of stuff.
Of moments.
But side note, if you guys are not following us, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, and you can follow us on Twitter at BachelorPod. They're very fun. You should follow us. We have a Facebook group. You can follow, you can join the Facebook group. It's called Bachelor Nation. And
yes, and I think these next coming weeks will be so fun because it'll be like whirlwind of seasons to discuss.
Yes, everybody will have so much to talk about, like, because right now it's literally dead. I asked Chris at the beginning of this, right before we started recording, I was like, so is there any like Bachelor news that's been going down? Like, I mean, the past couple weeks have been kind of stressful, but and he was like, no, there's that video of Peter and Kelly kissing.
Peter.
But that's it.
Yeah, it's my confusion with the video Peter put up of him and Kelly like kissing on the beach that looks like somebody filmed from a lifeguard tower. I'm like, who filmed it?
Who filmed that?
Is it from a security camera? Like, who did that?
Like, I need to know.
It's so far away, and I'm like, it's not a selfie stick. I don't know how you got this. Okay, just changed her Zoom background to the Betch's office. I feel like I'm right at home.
I did. We had I know you guys can't see this. Actually, I'll screenshot this. Hold on. I'm going to screenshot it.
I'm in front of my dad's bookshelf of Tom Clancy books.
All right, smile. Okay, great. I screenshot it so you guys can see. But I changed my Zoom background to the Betch's office, which we had these pictures taken, which you guys will be able to see in the picture when I post it. There's not even a TV on the back wall. That's how.
Oh my God. This is like
This is at the very beginning of this office. But I decided to put it as my background because, you know.
Yeah, you should send it to the general Slack and be like, where is everybody? I thought we were back in the office today.
That's really funny. I did it for the happy hour the other night and they were like, wait, what? I was like, yeah,
it's really good. It looks realistic.
I know, doesn't it? Okay, so yes, our top 10 moments. Let's get into it. I tried to make these as from, you know, 10 to 1, you know, the
same, me too,
as
but then
best
I
as
just
possible.
Like, I did, I'm not going to stick to my order.
Yeah, I'm trying, but I think some of this can be rearranged, but anyways.
So if anyone's okay, like, that's crazier, these are in no particular order.
These are not necessarily in order. We tried to make them in order, but probably not. Okay, so do you want to go? Let us know what your number 10 or whatever is.
Okay, so my number 10 is from Nick Vial season.
Oh, great. Already a good start with Nick Vial.
And it was when Jasmine was like upset that they hadn't had time together, and then she kept hinting that she wanted to choke him, and then she was like, I want to put you in the chokey, and he was like, oh, and she's like, has no girl ever put you in a chokey before? And I know she means chokey as like a sexual choking, but calling it a chokey just makes me think of Matilda, the like room that Mrs. Trunchbull puts them in with all the nails, that's called the chokey. And Nick is like, also, I feel like thinking that she is talking about the closet from Mrs. Trunchbull's office. Because he's like, I guess you'll be the first. Or she says, I guess I'll be the first. And he's like, I guess so. And I think Jasmine went home very soon after.
I love Jasmine. I actually know her very well. And she did a whole TikTok about that. And it was that TikTok sound. It was like, I'm that bitch, been that bitch, you know, Megan Thee Stallion song.
Yes.
And it was talking about her being the girl from The Bachelor that wanted to choke Nick Vial. And it was really, really funny.
Well, I just love the moment when you can tell that like the girl or the boy, whichever way it's going, is not going to make it too far in the season. And they're kind of throwing caution to the wind. And I'm like, good for you. Get yours.
Good for you. Might as well. My number 10, this, like I said, I don't know if this is necessarily a number 10, but this was the first moment in Bachelor history when the Bachelor decided to go back and pick a different person. So this is Jason Mesnick's season. We all, it's on Netflix right now. I think it's still on Netflix. And so Jason ended up picking Melissa at the end of it and sending Molly home. But then they had, you know, their time after where it's like, you know, this was before they were filming the breakups.
Yeah. Or they were like, before they really got into the every aspect of
every
afterlife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when they came back on for the final rose, he ends up breaking up with her like right there essentially. Oof. And then ends up with Molly and tells Molly. So Chris Harrison brings Molly out and he was like, so what if I were to tell you that Jason and Molly or Jason and Melissa broke up and he wants to be with you now. And imagine being the ex-girlfriend and hearing that. I'd be like, yeah, wow, like that is what every girl wants to hear.
Me?
That's what every girl wants to hear. They want to know that the guy that broke their heart regrets his decision, breaks up with the girl, and then wants to be with you again.
And it's also in those seasons, it's not like now where like people still have hope even when they're getting sent home, you know, because it's like anything can happen. Like back then the rules were like steadfast, so it didn't seem like a plausible thing that she would probably thought it was dead in the water when she was not chosen.
And that now they've been married since they have multiple children.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. They're like one of the OG couples.
And they are one of the OG couples and they're still together. So that's one of those situations. It's sort of like an Ari and Lauren situation, which is also on my list, that I think is really cool.
Oh yeah. I love that they're still together.
Same. I really do, because that could have backfired. Like, what if you would, it could have been like a Peter. What?
Oh, totally. But see, I don't know. See, different times. Peter's like a kid in a candy shop. Okay, my number 9 is from Ben Flanick's season. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I never was able to. It's spelt with a silent J. So I'm like, confused.
If there's a silent J, it's...
He was like the one that looked like a surfer. He had like a moppy haircut. He looked like Jim from The Office circa seasons 1 through 4.
Great.
But there was a girl, Jamie, who was like drunk and they were having their conversation and she was like, I want to give you a kissing lesson. And you can tell he's like, okay. And she's like, okay, so like when my mouth is closed, your mouth should be open and vice versa. And then she like gives more details and he's like, yeah, I mean, that's like generally how kissing goes. And she's like, oh my God, wait, are you nervous around me?
No. Okay. First of all, thinking about, if I were to tell, if your mouth is closed, my mouth, when my mouth is closed, yours should be open. Think about that image.
Oh, I know.
It seems like it's not right.
And she was like making hand gestures as she was doing it. And then she was like, so we'll start like slow with little tongue. And then as we get more intense, there'll be more tongue. And that's when he's like, yep, that's generally how kissing works.
Correct.
So she went home. I don't remember her other than that one scene, because that was the season that he picked Courtney, who was like the villain all season long. And everybody was like, there's no way Courtney's going to win. Like, she was the one that, like, when she wasn't around him, she was, like, a different person, and nobody thought she was going to win, and then she won.
You know, that, now that you said that part, now I know exactly what guy you're talking about, because I've seen a bunch of stuff about that, because didn't he find out, I could be completely wrong, but didn't he find out, like, afterwards that, like, he saw all
the footage
and stuff?
It was when he watched the show.
Yeah, when he watched the show, he found out.
Saw how different she was, and then at the reunion, I don't think they were still together. They were like, it's complicated because of everything he had seen. He was like working through that.
That's amazing.
It was crazy. It was a great season.
Great season.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
Okay, so my number 9 is on Rachel's season when we have, when they bring DeMario's ex-girlfriend or girl that he's
dating
to the basketball game or their basketball, like, practice game.
Yes, I remember that
and
so well.
And he literally goes, who's that? Like, as if he doesn't know who she is.
But I wish I like had a... they weren't actually dating or something?
I think it was a situation where it was like, if you brought any of these like rando dudes that I've like talked to before, like, you know, maybe gone on like a date or two with, or, you know, we're texting, and it was not like a we're boyfriend and girlfriend, like, and brings them out there. No, it was just a casual relationship that ended right at the beginning of this.
I live for those moments.
That was amazing because, I mean, imagine having the confidence to see somebody that you had gone on a few dates with and then just blatantly being like, who is that? Like a Kiki Palmer, like, I'm sorry to this man. I don't even know who that is.
I'm like from a DeMario's. If I was like DeMario's friend, I would be like, just pretend you don't know.
Just deny. And he did. And it was really, really amazing. I love DeMario, and he is that scene is probably one of my favorites ever.
Can we talk about my mom is texting me from downstairs saying, can you come help us? Because they're like doing construction work.
Mom, I'm recording a podcast.
Literally, I feel like I'm in high school. Okay, my number 8? Is that what
we're on? Yeah, we're on 8.
Okay, this is Sean Lowe season. I personally define my life by its embarrassing moments. So whenever there's an embarrassing moment on a Bachelor franchise, it like lives with me.
Yeah.
So this girl got out of the limo to meet Sean Lowe and was doing like a series of back handsprings to get to him. Oh. But she's in a full length gown. So like 10s across the board, but she does a back handspring. The first one's like kind of shaky.
Is she in heels?
Yeah, and a full length gown. And I'm like, obviously I love like Drag Race. So I'm like, yes, bitch, come through. Cause that's like, but then on her second flip, she just like falls over onto her side.
I would die.
And yeah, it was just, and he was like, oh God, are you okay? And I just felt for her, but that really stuck with me. And I don't remember her from the season other than that
that handspring. Okay, so my number 7 or no, my number 8 is Corinne and her nanny.
Oh my God,
never forget the nanny and the cheese noodles
acting like cheese noodles were like some original recipe. Right.
this should have been a full, like, we should have all seen what Corinne was going to be at that very moment. Like, the fact that she's a grown woman with a nanny who's making her cheese noodles.
It's amazing.
Like, we should have known that all of this stuff afterwards, like, where she is now, was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the fact that she still said my nanny and she was, like, 24 years old.
Right. And she's still going off of this whole, so they started, was doing this like team Corn. People were calling her Corn, not like Corinne, which is so strange. And she's still like trying to sell this, Corn merch.
Really?
Oh,
that's devastating. Also team Corn, I would not get Corinne. I would think like corny, like she was calling.
Right. It didn't make any sense to me, but Corinne's nanny, who did everything for her, who ended up being like the biggest star of the season,
truly,
of Nick Viall season. That was a great moment for me.
Okay, my number 7, which is another embarrassing moment from Chris Soule's season. He was at the rose ceremony and he called Julia, but this girl named Jillian stepped forward, and he was like, no, Julia. And then she was like, oh, and then went to take a step back, but her like one foot was on the carpet and her other foot wasn't. So then the carpet like slipped and she like fell but caught herself. And then she like started laughing and stepped back, but then the carpet was like flipped over and messed up, and she's like, oh, I guess I should fix the carpet. So she like comes out of the comes off again to fix the carpet and then step back again in line, and she was like laughing hysterically but clearly trying not to cry. And I was just like, that is exactly what would happen to me if I was on the show.
Wait, did she end up staying or going home?
I think she went home.
No.
I can't remember. If she didn't go home that night, she went home soon after. But it was, and Ashley, I just like put her arm around her and they tried to laugh it off, but it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was hard
to
watch.
I played that entire description you just gave me in my head, and now I have to go back. Hopefully they show that on this new.
Yeah, you'll find it on YouTube too. I like looked it up to verify my memory and wow. It was there.
That is too much. Mine was, this is also Nick Viall's season. Alexis Waters.
Yes.
Shows up in her shark costume, but everybody thought she was a dolphin. Or no, she thought she was a dolphin. And people were saying she's a shark, but there was this whole debate whether she was a shark or whether she was a dolphin. And that whole thing threw me.
She also was wearing it the whole night. It wasn't like she got there and then took it off and was in a dress. Like, she was like sitting by the hot tub in the shark costume.
Right. But that's how all of these people who come in these costumes, they stay in it for the full first night.
That is wild.
Wild.
I mean, bold move. I'm here for it. Also, she has like such a banging body. And I'm like,
oh, I know.
And you're wearing a shark costume. If I had that body, I would be naked almost all the time.
But it also makes so much sense because she is that like goofy. She would do that. At first, I was like, oh, the producers, like, obviously are doing this to her. But no, like, she would do that. That is totally her personality.
Yeah, no, that definitely takes some gusto.
But the debate between the shark and the dolphin, just like it reminds me of Jessica Simpson. Is it chicken or fish?
Yeah, oh, but it was such clearly a shark costume.
Right.
That that was concerning. I'm like, what did the box say when you bought it?
Like, yeah, like, what? Can we get an image of,
like it has teeth. What dolphins look like where you come from?
Right.
Ironically, last named Waters.
Also that.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, my number six
is,
I just wrote Ashley I in general because I live for her. And number one, I always loved Ashley I's like style and makeup. And that's what I'm looking for here, because she always had like a nice bold lip and stuff. And then
that's
she
what I'm looking for here.
For me personally, I'm like, yes, bold lip, rock it. Because I feel like a lot of girls on the show don't wear bold lips because there's so much kissing involved.
Oh, yeah.
And when Ashley, I, and Jared got married, I was like through the roof, elated, giving crazies hope everywhere. I'm like, Ashley, yes. I said what she wanted and the bitch went and she got it. I was like, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Honestly, Ashley, I walked so the rest of us crazies could run.
Amen. Listen, you know that I'm Team Broody, Team Ashley, I.
I am here. I was so, at first I thought it was very much a publicity thing, which I still don't not think that. Like, I still sort of think it could be that, you know.
Oh, that they got married for publicity?
Not, I don't want to say that they got married. But when they first announced it, I remember them announcing it, and it was like I think it was the same day that Becca's season started. And
very Kardashian of them.
It was very like, oh, we're dating now, and it's the same. It was like the same day that Becca's season started, which seems strange. And also, it came out of nowhere. I mean, the last time we saw them, she was like crying on a beach because he was dating Kayla Quinn.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
So also like full 180.
Oh my God, I forgot he was dating Kayla Quinn.
Yeah, and Ashley, I ruined it.
I mean, listen, everything happens for a reason, people.
They left, or I think Jared ended up leaving, or Kayla ended up, one of them ended up leaving because Ashley was having such a freak out over the whole thing during Paradise, and they couldn't take it. But like, that is, he literally went from Kayla Quinn, like the most, what's the word? Innocent, pure.
I'm trying to think.
There's a better.
It's like she went to what's like the school that you go, like you know, it used to be, it's not really a thing anymore, but
yes, hold on, it is like the
charm school.
Yes, like that, is like exactly,
she's very proper, and then Ashley I is like sobbing with her bold red lip.
Yeah, doesn't care.
I'm here for it.
So that was wild, that whole thing. But I don't know. It came out of nowhere, but they seem like they're obsessed with each other. I met them when we did a show we had this whole thing in Miami, and we interviewed them, and they were like inseparable the whole time.
I mean,
so yeah,
good for them.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Okay, so my number six is Ben's season, when him and Olivia and Emily, the twin, they were on a 2-on-1, and he ends up picking Emily over Olivia, who was sort of she was the villain of Ben's season. And he ends up picking Emily instead, but when they, at the end of that 2-on-1, they leave Olivia on that fucking deserted island.
Oh my God, it's you, so like, awful. Watch them. I remember that, right? Yeah, in a helicopter, like, or something?
No, I think they leave on a normal boat, but they were like, okay, bye. And then you like pan away and you just see her like standing out on that island alone.
Been there.
Honestly, been there.
So no pun intended.
I loved that part just because it was so like outrageous. Savage. Like, they didn't even take her back. They should have, like, you know, did the date and then brought them back to the house or whatever. And then he was like, okay, let me pick. And said, they were like, nah, we're just going to do it here. Rip the Band-Aid, leave this bitch on the island. Cool.
Like, we'll send you your stuff.
This is now Survivor.
Yeah, it's Castaway. She's like, they throw her a volleyball and just drive away. And
right.
What do you call a boat in the water? I literally am losing my mind, Kay. I can't remember words. I'm like, what does a boat do? Swim? Drive?
Oh, it's sails.
Sails.
Right? Well, they're sailboats, and then you can, like, speed away in a boat.
Yeah, it's
like,
sail. It's definitely sail. You're right.
We're gonna sail.
Okay, my number six?
Five.
Was Caitlin Bristow's season, when her and Nick had sex, and they had their mics on, but like were behind closed doors. And this Ew. Is, let me tell you why. And then she had to like apologize to Sean, I think it is. Who was the guy that won her season? Sean?
Sean, yeah, Sean Booth.
Okay, she like, he was definitely the front runner the whole time. And she like had to apologize to him because things had gotten too far with Nick the night before. But mm-hmm. I was like, Caitlin, yes, get yours. Nick is very hot. You knew it wasn't going to work out between them. I was like, get that D.
Get that D.
Before it's too late.
You might as well,
and
right?
She did.
And she did.
And we all listened to it.
But I don't know if I think Nick Viall's hot. Maybe I just don't like him.
Well, he's like hot before he's...
Did you see that
thing? I'm like going to say something so mean, but I'm like, he's like hot until he like talks, but then...
Did you see that? So Blake was doing like a Q&A on his Instagram story, and somebody was like, Nick Viall talks a little shit about you. Like, what do you, is there like beef there? Do you like him? Blah, blah, blah. And, or no, would you ever go on his podcast? And Blake says, I took a screenshot of it because I thought it was so funny. He goes, I would rather shit on my hand and clap than be on Nick Viall's podcast.
Oh my God.
What? Shit on his hand and clap. First of all, I've never heard that expression.
I like it.
But I love it.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, well, his Instagram, he like cooks with his shirt off. I'm like, hot people have it so easy.
Must be nice. One of these days I'll get... confident enough to do a TikTok dance in a swimsuit.
Can you imagine the confidence it takes?
The confidence it takes to do a TikTok dance in a bathing suit. Cool. Okay, and so my number five is this one is like kind of generic, but I still this was my first. Yeah, this was my first, like, watching a breakup. I know, like, Jason Mesnick, we'd already talked about the whole Molly and Melissa thing, but this is the first time that they've filmed a breakup, and So it's the Ari and Becca and Lauren thing.
Yeah.
And so I remember watching this and being so taken aback by the fact that this is happening, like, on camera. And Becca is so devastated, and Ari is like, yeah, so I just think, like, imagine hearing that while somebody is videotaping, like, while somebody is recording you and, like, following you around in this house, and she had no idea that this was happening.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they had
She even, was excited. She thought that he was just coming to see her.
Right. They had never even talked about this. Like, I know Peter had been talking about it with Hannah Ann, and they had been working through whatever, but they hadn't even talked about this, and she was completely
blindsided. Yeah. If I was her, she handled it very well. I would have been in jail.
I mean, immediately she should have known, like, oh, yeah, she's going to be the Bachelorette.
I mean, I would have been like, does this mean I'm the Bachelorette?
Can we get my contract?
I would have pretended I was fine, which I do all the time. I'm like, so am I getting my contract? And then, like, burst into tears the second that the door closed.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, my number four is Crystal's season. This is amazing, and I hope we get to see it when they're doing these seasons. So her name was Kelsey, and she seemed really sweet and nice, but then quickly became the villain. And so, like, she's talking to him. It's like, not during a cocktail party, but like when they're getting to know each other, whatever. Like, all the girls are there, but she pulls them aside and she tells her story. And I literally wrote it down. She said, I was married to, his name was Sanderson Poe, which, what an insane name. I met him when Sanderson Poe. I'm like, was whatever. He an author? I met him when I was 19. We fell in love immediately. We dated for 3 months and knew we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together. He was amazing. Unfortunately, he died.
What?
And then she turns to, or then they cut to her interview, and she's like, I just, isn't my story amazing? It's tragic, but isn't it just amazing? I love my story. And then it, like, goes back to her and Chris making out, and then her interview again, and then she's like, this is my love story, too. This is the unfolding of somebody who's been through something so tragic, and you get to watch her pick up the pieces and grow into another person and into another relationship, and I'm so glad the first kiss is something that can be written in the storybooks. And hell yes, I'm getting a rose tonight. Stay tuned. Monday nights at 8, my love story is unveiled. Is what she says in her interview.
This whole thing makes me uncomfy.
Oh, it's so insane. And then she, like, starts acting nervous because he starts acting weird. So before the rose ceremony, she says she's nervous and she's going to the bathroom, and then you hear her wailing and she is laying in the hall outside the bathroom, like, literally doing that. And she's like, I think I'm having a panic attack.
Oh God.
And so the producers are like surrounding her, and you see Jade like in the background trying not to laugh. It's all so wild. So Kelsey from Crystal season is the icon that I hope we see.
The icon that I hope we see. My number four is Colton Spence jump. I loved the hype that they made out of this. So this is also the first time that they really kept showing something from the beginning, like made us wait for this to the point where we were all like, hope we were only watching the episodes just because we needed to know like what this whole thing ended up being.
I remember the tweets being like, if he doesn't jump the fence this episode, I'm done. Like,
also hilarious because we find out that it's not even a fence, it's a gate.
Oh, I know.
There are doors you could open, but he was like, nah, parkour, and it goes straight over. And you could tell that Chris Harrison did like a, it was like a voice over recording during all of that. Like,
oh yeah.
It was very much, I mean, yes, it was real when he left, but they were like, we need to add drama. Chris, we need your voice. You need to be like calling after him. Like very much Truman Show vibes.
Oh, for sure.
Truman Show
vibes. That was so good.
Which yeah, I like, love.
He's breaking the barrier.
Yeah. Like he's breaking the barrier. Like, no, Colton, come back. Like, you can't see this. Like, that's what was happening.
He's figuring out that the world is larger than this resort compound.
Who knew?
Okay, my number
three
was Ari season when Crystal had a tantrum on the bus on the way home from a group date because the other team was allowed to go. Like, the winning team was going to, like, a dinner or something with them. And he was like, okay, everybody can come. And then Crystal, I guess, like, flipped out on the bus, and they show her through the window talking to producers saying, the other team didn't win. He took back his word. He didn't consult me. He didn't take us into he didn't take us into consideration. He told us what to do. I'm looking for a partnership. I'm looking for someone I can trust. And then she, like, goes to join the other girls who are all, like, full makeup, glam in their dresses, and she's wearing a bathrobe. And they're like, Petty. Crystal, are you like not coming? Or, and she's like, no, I'm not coming. And then someone's like, so what are we supposed to tell him when he asks why you're not there? She's like, I think you can tell him that I think calling him, wait, what am I saying? Oh, I wrote the quote down so I would not lose it. And she said, you can tell him that I think he was very disrespectful to Team Blue. That's why she wasn't going.
That's it.
And Lauren B, then they cut to her interview, and she's like, I think calling him a liar because he changed his mind is very offensive. And then
the one thing Lauren says that entire in the entire season.
Yeah, and then she won, but
and then
again,
she won.
Crystal is another one that's too big for a competition like this.
Way too big. Yeah. But she's not meant for this life.
No. She's meant, she could be Bachelorette, but she.
Oh God, that would be a whole.
Can you imagine?
No. Well, I mean, I think she's also still married.
Yeah, right. But, she's still with, what's his name?
But I think they said they broke up.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know. Anyways, okay,
bring my number paradise.
Bring it right back at it. So my number three is Rachel Lindsay. At the very end of her season, when it's the top three, her basically getting Peter sent home because okay, so the top three are Brian, Eric, and Peter, and so she sends Eric home. And so she has Brian and Peter left. And then, you know, she wants to pick Peter. We
also
all
like
want
the hottest top three.
Right. We want her to pick Peter. She wants to pick Peter. But she ends up, I mean, sort of giving him an ultimatum because Peter was like, I want to be with you. I really care about you. But I also don't think like I'm ready to get married right now. He was like, but I want to be with you. But she was like, well, we're either getting engaged or yes, you're going the fuck home.
She's and, like, I have been tricked before. I'm not going through this.
And the fact that this was in the top, like the last two. And so Peter was like, but Peter also didn't know that Eric had been sent home.
Yeah.
And so Peter was like, you know what? I'm going to see myself out. And then Rachel, all she had was Brian. I mean, they end like they're married now and they're together, whatever, but damn.
Yeah. I remember watching that thinking it must have been hard for Brian and Rachel to be watching that back and Brian to be like, yeah. Did you really want to pick me
or was I literally your only option?
And, I mean, they say everything happens for a reason, so.
You know they do. And yeah, that's my number three.
Okay, my number two is Luke P at the hometown dates when he 100%, I think, hired actors to portray his friends and family.
Yes!
I was obsessed with that. I was like, I want to watch a whole movie about Luke P's home life.
The whole, like, like prayer circle, this and that, wild.
Oh, it was amazing.
That was very weird.
I loved that.
And my number two was also going along with Luke P, but when Luke P showed back up and Hannah moved the podium, so oh, Luke iconic. Was like, I'm gonna stand right there, and Hannah was like, oh, okay, well that's cool, I'm gonna pick this up in her very strange like Lululemon gown and move the podium. That was my number two.
Yeah, that was iconic. Okay, my last one, again, these are in no particular order because this one would have probably been closer to the bottom of the list, but in Paradise when Jordan and Christian got in that fist fight and Jordan like picked him up and threw him, and then Nicole was like gleefully watching and was like, no, don't fight over me. Boys, don't fight over me. And I was like, okay, queen, take your moment. I live for it.
Also, like, who knew Jordan had that in him?
I know. And Christian was hot, too. So I was sad to see him go. But also, he was so clearly, like, the type of guy that was a douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, I was like, wow, Jordan.
I'm impressed.
Get yours. Go for
it. Get yours.
Go for it.
Okay, my number one isn't necessarily, like, on the show, but I think this is my number one in general. It's when, it was not on the show, but right before the season started, I believe, or maybe it was, like, in the middle of it, it comes out that Becca M was, somebody reported her as a missing person.
Oh, my God, yes.
As a missing person when she, when she went to record for The Bachelor for Ari's season, they were literally looking for her because I guess she like didn't tell anyone that she was
yes,
doing
this. They thought she was at a pot farm working, remember?
And she was a missing person.
That was so good.
I mean, you can't make that shit up. And now Becca M is the most woke person in Bachelor Nation.
Oh my God, that was so good. Well, she was working at a pot farm. Like, she...
Unreal.
That's so good.
Yeah, that was my number one, just because it's so outrageous. Like, how would you be like leave for however many, what, like 2 months or something?
Yeah.
Tell anyone and not have your phone and not have any means of communication.
And then just go home and be like, oh, also, I'm going to be on the season of The Bachelor. Just so you know.
That's batshit crazy. But, okay, so that was our top 10 best moments. I guess our, like, top 20.
Yeah, which I we love had that no we overlap.
I know, which I love that we had no overlap. We did not plan that at all. But make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at BachelorPod. This was super fun, and we'll be back next week. We have an interview next week. We'll let you know who that is soon. We're just, like, confirming everything. But this was so fun. Again, Chris.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Betches.